And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. And in the adventures of live radio, we've got a quick change. Our singer-songwriter friend Jewel is still on her way here. We may take her on the phone, but we are working out those details. So I hope that you'll stay tuned for when we are able to connect with Jewel. But we do have another segment in store for you that was to build off of our conversation with Jewel. So we're just going to rearrange that. And I'm grateful that Debbie DeMarcus from the ACT division at Greater Cincinnati Behavioral Health Services could join us this afternoon. She's on the phone with us. Debbie, thanks for being here.
Oh, you're welcome, Michael. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so glad that we could make this.
Yes, that worked out.
This quick arrangement. And I believe joining us in the studio now is our friend Kevin Fenn. He's the president and CEO of Strategies to End Homelessness. And he walked in just in time to join you, Debbie, in being the opening act for Jewel, who we do anticipate will be joining us at some point before the end of this broadcast. So, Kevin, thanks for being here as well.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so we wanted to have you both on to sort of build upon the conversation that we were expecting that we would be having with Jewel and anticipate we still will be having with Jewel a little later on, because Jewel is a well-known recording artist and had this extraordinary story of being homeless and also having a father who dealt with post-traumatic stress disorder and so some mental health issues involved in her family as well. And we thought we would get some local perspective on what all of this means. And Kevin, we'll start with you because we know homelessness is an issue here in Cincinnati. A lot of various different types of headlines about the issue have made their ways into our local media outlets over the course of the year. And I'd just like to start with what trends you're seeing right now as it relates to homelessness and your strategies to end it.
Well, I would say that homelessness is not generally what people expect in reality, though it does have some connection to some of the ideas people hear. A significant portion of our homeless population is mentally ill, and Debbie would be the expert to talk about that. But it is actually less than half of our homeless population. So the average homeless person is not suffering with a mental illness. It is very much an issue that can happen to anyone, people who fall on hard times and things like that. It's not just people with substance abuse issues or mental illness, though that is a significant portion of the population. The number one factor that plays in my opinion, to why people become homeless is simply the lack of affordable housing. There are all sorts of people who are overextended in paying for their housing, and therefore when they fall on hard times, they become homeless. And the lack of affordable housing is also the biggest obstacle that we struggle to overcome in getting people out of homelessness, because we can't find them affordable apartments to move into to get them off the street or out of shelters, that sort of thing.
And there was a report recently about the gap in affordable housing here within Cincinnati. It was a pretty astronomical number.
It's thousands of units, depending on whether you're talking city or county. It's, 28,000, 40,000, it's in those sorts of ranges. And so clearly a big part of the solution would be to increase the development of affordable housing that we have available, as well as preserving the affordable housing that currently exists in our community.
And when we talk about homelessness, Kevin, is it true that we don't always mean people who are literally sleeping on the street? There are varying definitions. I hear it a lot from school districts, for example, who identify a percentage of their student population as homeless. It doesn't mean they're sleeping on a park bench, but they don't have any permanent home.
So, our federal government has a definition of homelessness. It has four parts. But then when you different systems serve people that fall in different parts. So, for example, the Department of Housing and Urban Development really only considers someone homeless if they're literally sleeping on the street, or they're a resident of one of our shelters, or they're fleeing domestic violence. But there are other people who reasonable people and the Department of Education would consider to be homeless, which are people that are sleeping in doubled up situations on a friend's couch or floor, relying on someone else for a place to stay. So how many people are homeless sort of depends on what definition you are using. In terms of people who are on the street in a shelter or fleeing domestic violence, last year we had just over 7,000 people in Hamilton County who were homeless, which is a very big number, but not as big as the number would be if you counted people who were sleeping on their friend's couch or floor, that sort of thing.
You can join our conversation here on Cincinnati Edition right now at 513-419-7100. You can also email talk@wvxu.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll look for your comments and your tweets and get some of those into the shows. I'll reintroduce our friend on the phone, Debbie DeMarcus. She is with the Greater Cincinnati Behavioral Health Services, where she is the Associate Vice President of Mental Health ACT Division. And actually, Debbie, is it ACT or is it ACT Division?
Well, it's ACT, and ACT stands for Assertive Community Treatment. And within our Assertive Community Treatment Division, we have our homeless outreach team.
And that's something that I'd like to talk to you about, because we heard Kevin say that, somewhere around half or less than half of the homeless population are dealing with mental health issues, whereas a lot of the other ones are facing economic hardships. But what does your organization do to assist our region's homeless population with any type of mental health services?
So our PATH team, which is Project for Assistance in Transition from Homelessness, it is a federal project. It's funded locally by the Hamilton County Mental Health Board. They do homeless outreach with a mental health focus. So our outreach workers are trained to recognize the signs and symptoms of mental illness. And then every person that they encounter, they do a brief screen with them to determine whether they're mentally ill or not, or whether they believe they're mentally ill or not. And then we have direct access to a diagnostician who can assess them further, decide do they do have a mental illness or not, and then directly intake them into our mental health services.
So when you work with Strategies to End Homelessness, which Kevin Finn is here representing, what does that look like? What does that relationship look like?
So the PATH outreach workers, their primary mission is to get people into mental health treatment, but we work on whatever basic needs that need to be addressed. So, for example, we see a lot of people with chronic health conditions that are untreated, and that may be something that's a priority, and we go ahead and do that. But almost every homeless individual is primarily interested in housing. And so there's a process through strategies called coordinated entry, and Kevin can talk a little bit more about that. But what the outreach workers do is do a vulnerability assessment, and they get a score based on their risks, problems, needs, and then strategies uses that score to prioritize people.
Kevin, how effective have these programs been for some of the population that you serve?
The reality is that the funding that's available to provide housing to homeless people is only sufficient to offer assistance into housing to about 1 out of every 10 people who are homeless. And as a result, it's critical that we be very strategic about who gets those resources. We want to offer housing to the people who are most likely to get stuck in homelessness and still be homeless in 6 months or a year if we don't help them. So,
but how do you make that determination?
Well, the process that Debbie just described is the outreach workers and the shelters assess the needs of the people who are out there on the street and get them onto the list to receive housing. And since in most communities, the people who are out on the street are more likely to be chronically homeless, and they are more likely to be severely mentally ill, they are some of the very most vulnerable homeless people in our community. So Debbie and her team, the PATH team at GCB, do an unbelievably good job of finding those folks, figuring out what's going on with them, doing an assessment of their needs, and getting them connected to housing, which we have a role in sort of overseeing.
You talked about the number of people who identified or were identified as homeless in the county. I think you said 7,000.
A little over 7,000.
In the past year. But do you know offhand how many are facing the possibility of joining that number based on just economic hardship or being just one paycheck away from joining those ranks?
You know, to some extent, that is the magic number, if only we knew that number, because so often we can only identify people when they reach out for some sort of assistance. And the reality is some people who are very precariously housed, sleeping on someone's floor, that sort of thing, reach out for assistance early. And some people never reach out for assistance until it's time to go sleep in a shelter or find a space on the street. So there isn't reliable data available as to just how many people are out there in those kind of situations, because we don't know who they are until they reach out for assistance.
And Debbie, I know that mental health can mean lots of things, and issues with mental health can mean lots of things. But I'm wondering if some of the people that you are serving from that angle who are experiencing homelessness are facing harder issues with their mental health, if there's a bigger impact on their state of mind because of that experience of living on the streets?
Well, the people that are living on the streets usually have a higher rate of mental illness and also substance abuse. And so they're the ones that are being squeezed out of the affordable housing market right now. I mean, they're the ones that have a difficult time getting along with their neighbors. They may have strange behaviors. They may scare people because of their mental illness. And so with landlords being able to be pickier about who they rent to, the people with the most severe mental illnesses are the ones that are squeezed out first. So that's why we're seeing a lot of severely mentally ill on the streets.
So with the lack of affordable housing, then you put on, there's not enough affordable housing, and then you put on top of that, someone in the situation Debbie is describing might appear to be more difficult to house to a landlord. Like these are the folks who exactly have the hardest time getting into housing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Kevin, before I let you all go, what do you think is the biggest misperception that people have of the homeless who they see in their communities?
Well, I would say something I mentioned before. You know, the well less than half of homeless people actually are mentally ill. Well less than half have a substance abuse issue. Most of our young homeless people didn't age out of foster care. Like a lot of the big things that people think, oh, if we just fixed that one problem, we wouldn't have so many homeless people. All of those issues actually affect less than half of homeless people. So a significant portion, but not the whole homeless population. It's not a simple issue.
Kevin Finn is the Executive Director of Strategies to End Homelessness, and Debbie DeMarcus is the Associate Vice President of Mental Health ACT Division at Greater Cincinnati Behavioral Health Services. I want to thank both of you for jumping ahead in line here on the show format today and going in advance and jumping on early so that we could give singer-songwriter Jewel some time to get here to talk about her story, which does involve homelessness as well. We understand that Jewel has arrived in the building and she is going to be joining us next. So thanks to Kevin and thanks to Debbie for being here. And up next, Jewel will be in the studio with us. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.